name's Karen and I'm a female firefighter at Kentish Town Fire Station, North West London.
What have you done to minimise the risk for people now that the fire strike is on?
As part of actually being on the picket line, we've been giving out leaflets and people have actually come up to us and asked for advice what they should do during the strike. Obviously, we want people to be a bit more vigilant and make sure they've changed the batteries in their smoke alarms. As I say, we've actually produced a leaflet to give out, so the feedback so far has been good with regards to that.
Do you think that people support you?
Very much so, yeah. I mean, we're into day 8 now. And we did think that the support might be waning, but this morning particularly, this is our first day back again, and the support's been incredible, absolutely incredible. I mean, the public, not only are they signing the petition, we've had quite hefty financial donations, which obviously will go into the hardship fund, and food parcels, all sorts of things. And obviously the tooting the horns, is it never ends. So no, it's good. It's really kept our morale up as well, so that's been good.
Mm-hmm. Did you expect all this support?
Not maybe to start with, but with the way actually that we've been covered, the press has been covering us, it's been swaying backwards and forwards over the last week anyway, so I thought maybe the public support might wane, but it hasn't. As you can still hear, it's as strong as it ever was, so that's good.
Wow.
Good for us.
Yeah, really good. What do you think about the media, the press coverage?
it's been quite mixed. We've actually the first day of the strike, last tour, so that's last week, we had a lot of very positive media coverage. We had Sky down here, BBC, ITV News, so the big ones coming down to see us and actually getting our point of view across, which is good for us. With regards to the newspapers, however, that's quite a different story. There's only one or two that are still sort of quite openly on our side, whereas the rest of them have been scaremongering, really, to say the least. I mean, it changes from day to day. You get support one day from a broadsheet or a tabloid, and the next day you're mud again, basically. So it's changing day to day, backwards and forwards. But thankfully, the public support has stayed strong all the way through, so it's good the public are actually making up their own mind and not being swayed by what they hear or read.
What do you think about the government and its attitude and its responses?
Very briefly, it feels like they're actually sort of dealing or dabbling in an area that they really don't know very much about. I mean, the review, the independent review, the Bain report, it all seems like a very good idea, but without consulting us what we think we should modernise. I mean, I wouldn't have a job if the fire service wasn't modernising, because obviously female firefighters weren't in existence in the abundance that they are now 20 years ago. Shift system works. We've already balloted our members that are parents, both men and women, and they're saying quite categorically that the shift system at the moment allows us to be better parents, because we've got our days off and we can pick the kids up and all that sort of thing. And if they go into what they're proposing, which is the pre-arranged overtime, then all that's going to change. So, you know, I came into the job with the shift system as it is, as did other people, and it's working. Why change something that is working? We need new equipment. We're riding around in machines that are 15 years old, and we're a busy station. I mean, give us some decent equipment, you know, and a bit of consultation about what we think. Yeah, I mean, we welcome input, but it's just being rejected at the moment because it's so ridiculous. The suggestions that they're trying to make about the changes are just too perverse for us even to consider, really. We need a bit more consultation about what we think is the way forward. And like I say, equipment for us would be one of the first things. I know some of the richer brigades, it wouldn't be such an issue, but it is for London. London ride around in appallingly old machines with appallingly old equipment. So,
is the machinery also in the agenda for the negotiations?
Not as far as we're aware, no. No, it's literally about the shift system, the pre-arranged overtime and sharing the control rooms. It's nothing to do with the equipment or actually modernising things on the station. You know, apart from changing, it's changing things that are working. The shift system works. The ban on overtime means that people know what's what. And this, the talk of whole-time firemen and women, working with part-time firemen and women, it's ridiculous. We can't, as whole-timers, be expected to sit on the machine and wait for the rest of the crew to arrive within 2 or 3 minutes. We need to be out of the station 45 seconds, that's our target. So again, it just feels like they're dabbling in something that they really don't know anything about. We're not afraid of modernisation. Like I say, I wouldn't have a job if the fire service wasn't modernising all the time. But a bit of consultation with us and we'd be happy to go along with, you know, their suggestions.
Yeah, what is your position now?
Well, this is the last day, so we've got the 8th day now, and there's this evening, and we are actually back to work 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Right.
And if nothing's resolved by next Wednesday, the 4th, then we'll be back out here again. So we really, really, really do not want to be out here. Absolutely. It's going to be such a relief to get back on the machines and do some work tomorrow. So the position at the moment is we're hoping they're talking today, hopefully going to keep talking, so we don't come out again on Wednesday. So that's actually our position now. We'll return to work tomorrow morning as normal. And as I said previously, the shift system as it stands at the moment has really helped with keeping in touch with his schoolwork and taking him to school and picking him up. As indeed lots of other members have said, it's actually helped them be better parents because they can be around during the day and get involved in the school, as I've done.
So now it would change with the proposed
change? It would certainly change. Yes, it would, yeah. Not only would it mean if we had pre-arranged overtime, less firefighters, it would mean longer hours. So you're not... If we're out on a shout and it's 6 o'clock and we're supposed to be back, of course we continue. But to have that pre-arranged is you're cutting down your hours at home, and it would mean longer hours, and I wouldn't get back. My son would be asleep by the time I get home. I really don't want that. And most of us don't want that. Shift system works as it stands at the moment. People with and without families, actually.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.